Today's reading is in John chapter 20, starting in verse 1. John chapter 20, starting in verse 1. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. So late on Friday afternoon, before the Sabbath came, Joseph and Nicodemus had taken the body of Jesus and were going to bury it. But they were waiting until this Sunday, till after the Sabbath, in order to complete everything that they would normally do for a Jewish burial. And so Mary Magdalene is there very early before the sun is up, and she comes to see this stone that would have been too big for any one person to move, perhaps too big for a couple of people to move, yet it's moved away. It's been taken away from the tomb. And as John puts it, she rushes to tell John and Peter. They have taken the Lord. We do not know where they have laid him. She assumes that the "they" here is someone who had taken him and laid him somewhere. So that is revealing that she still thinks that he is dead. Now, John's account, again, is an abbreviated account. You can go over to Luke chapter 24 and read a few more details there if you want to fill in some gaps. Even though John's account is abbreviated, he gives us some detail about the clothes that Jesus was wearing when he was buried. You had the linen cloths, and then you had a face cloth. And the linen cloths, they're just lying in one place, bundled up maybe. I'm not sure how we would imagine those cloths being set aside. But they're not set aside in the same way as the face cloth. The face cloth is folded and set off by itself. You wouldn't do that if you were just stealing a body, for example. If you were going to take these things off and steal the body and go do something with it, you would not take the care to fold that linen face cloth. You would just dispose of it the same way as you did the rest. So there's a pointer there towards something greater happening. And so, even if they had, for example, stolen the body, why would they strip all these things off and then go away with essentially a naked body? Why would they do it that way at all? But that's not what's going on. Jesus has risen. He doesn't need those grave clothes anymore. He doesn't need these linen cloths. He doesn't need the face cloth. And in verse 8 there, it says, John saw and believed. He believed that Jesus had risen. But he also throws in there that they had not yet understood the things about the scripture telling them. But this level of detail that John is recording for us is helpful. He's trying to meticulously explain the things that he saw and give reasoning for why he believed. And that's very helpful to someone who wants to understand and believe today. When we think about studying with someone who does not believe, John is a very good book to teach about Jesus. That was his whole point, was that you may believe. And John states that these are the things why he believes, the basis for his faith. And so when he gives us all these details, he's not trying to embellish the story, and he's not trying to, you know, make it a little bit longer. No, these are important things that he saw that were necessary for his basis of faith and belief, and so they are necessary then for us today. Now, when these women went to Peter and John and told them that the tomb was empty, they ran to go see what had happened. They want to know, they want to see, they want to witness this for themselves. But what did they expect? Did they just want to see it for themselves? Did they expect to see a detail maybe that these ladies are missing? Did they believe or not believe? I don't know, since it states that John in verse 8, that he saw and believed. It was based on what he saw in the tomb that brought him to that point of belief. They wanted to know, and there were details there that gave them what they wanted to know. I just think that's important and interesting along the way. And of course, the disciples then go back to their homes, and we'll continue in verse 11 with tomorrow's reading. But when we're talking about the resurrection, Paul makes it very clear when he's writing to the Corinthians that if we don't understand or believe the resurrection, then everything else begins to fall apart. If we call ourselves Christian, then we must also believe in the resurrection. Yes, our resurrection at the end of time, but first, the resurrection of Jesus, because that's what our resurrection is going to be based upon. If we have faith at all, it must be that that tomb was empty on that Sunday morning when they went to find the body of Jesus and he had risen. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.